This story is read by William Trail, Private Robert Keeler, Service Number 40685 of the 2nd Battalion, the Seaforth Highlanders, previously of the Camerons and Lovett Scouts. Robert Keeler was born in Scone on the 22nd of September 1888 to Robert and Elizabeth Keeler, who had been married in St Andrews in 1887. The family lived in Perth Road, Scone, and Robert's father was a gardener. By 1901, Robert had a younger brother, John, and a sister, Jane. The family now lived at Forrester's Cottage, Abbey Road, Scone, and their father was a mason's labourer. After leaving school, Robert served an apprenticeship as a painter with Mr. Lawrence. By the time of the 1911 census, he had moved to Dundee and was living with Mr. Brown and his family at 45 Nelson Street. Both Mr. Brown and the 22-year-old Robert are recorded as being house painters. In 1915, Robert married Mary Bruce Dove in the St. Mary's district of Dundee. In 1916, 2 years after the war broke out, Robert enlisted into the army, initially as a private in the Camerons, then as a private in the Lovett Scouts in Bewley, and finally as a private in the Seaforth Highlanders. In 1917, the 2nd Battalion of the Seaforths was in action as part of the 10th Brigade, 4th Division in the Arras area and in the 1st and 2nd Battles of the Scarpe, before heading north for the 3rd Battle of the Ypres. The battalion was part of the Allied defences at the Somme when on 28th of March 1918, General Ludendorff, Chief of the German General Staff, launched an attack known as the Spring Offensive, Operation Michael. In the first 5 hours, the Germans fired more than a million shells, over 3,000 shells a minute, at the British lines held by the 5th Army. The artillery bombardment was followed by an attack by the elite stormtroopers. By the end of the day, 21,000 British soldiers had been taken prisoner, and the Germans had made great advances through the 5th Army lines. General Gough, head of the 5th Army, ordered his troops to withdraw. However, the Germans were unable to sustain the success of the initial attack as they ran out of supplies and also suffered huge casualties. They reached Albert but could go no further. Between March and April, some 250,000 American troops joined the conflict. The action lasted until 5th of April 1918, but the German operation was failed to achieve its objective to seize the Channel ports, and the German advance was reversed during the Second Battle of the Somme between August and September 1918. Robert Keeler was killed in action on the 28th of March 1918 during the first day's fighting of the Spring Offensive. He was initially buried in the area of Verbranden Molen, which is to the south of Ypres. However, there is no clear explanation as to why he was there, as the 2nd Battalion was in action at Arras and Roux in France. It is possible that he was taken prisoner by the Germans and moved. He was later reburied in Plot 5, Row C, Grave 27 of Dadizio New Cemetery, which is located 16 kilometres east of Ypres. Robert was 29 years old. He was awarded the British War and the Victory Medals. We will remember them.